much exactly what he was. His one outstanding feature was a pair of immensely bushy eyebrows that caused the owner of the casino where Les worked to nickname him Yosemite Sam, after a character in the Bugs Bunny show on TV. And whenever Les was about to go into action with his fists, those big bushy eyebrows would bristle like the hairs on a dog's back. As far as fighting went, Les wasn't a really scientific fighter, and for all Les knew, the Marquis of Queensbury could have been a hotel in Parramatta. Whenever Les went off, it was anything goes, and somehow or other, possibly through his huge shoulders and those enormous bony fists, he used to develop this terrifying punching power that could literally fracture skulls and shatter jaws and ribs. It didn't take long for the word to get around the traps that if you wanted a shirt full of broken ribs and you fancied eating meals through a straw for a few weeks, just go up and put a bit of shit on Les Norton. And Norton was afraid of no one and nothing, except, funnily enough, dead bodies. Even for an ex-meat worker, he had an abhorrence of death. Photos in magazines, cemeteries. He couldn't even walk past the funeral parlour without getting an uneasy feeling in his stomach. But hardly anyone knew this. Norton drifted into Sydney on his own around 1970, got a job.